Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sometimes we get guests on our shows that resonate. Well, Nick Friedell resonated in a different way because he said, and again, tonight is draft night in the NBA. We're down here at State Farm Arena getting you ready for the Hawks draft. They do have pick 13. We traded pick 22 away in the Porzingis deal. We'll talk to the general manager later on this hour in Anse Sala. But he basically said, look, I don't think the Hawks are able to win with Trey, and it'd be smart if this team, you know, and this organization moved on. Many of you don't like the idea of what he had to say, including In Pursuit of Excellence. That's his Twitter handle.
Right.
Get this dude off my radio. Trey took us to the Eastern Conference Finals and would have beaten Giannis if he hadn't gotten hurt. Yes, I'm triggered. I'm a Hawks fan. Okay.
From Phil of Decatur, whoever that guy is, I will never listen to him again about anything, especially not ever having heard of him before.
I never heard of him.
So, I mean, as we said, man, it's always polarizing. There's folks out there that live in Atlanta that feel this way. I mean, black, white, green, brown, old Hawks fans, young Hawks fans. Some guys vibe Trey. Some guys feel, as I feel, that, you know, there's somehow in the middle, you know, Travis Schlenk was trying to build his version of Golden State. And you never got a splash brother for Trey. You never had that guy. Bogey wasn't that guy. You know, you had guys that could shoot. We had Gallinari. We had a good bench in 21. And then the ownership decided we didn't want to spend on anything. You know, so then, you know, that's not Trey's fault. You know, you and I called out Trey for, you know, being more of an adult. You know, I didn't like the fact when Nick gets fired, Trey doesn't even call or reach out. That was one of the things that we discussed. Trey's miles down the road from that. Trey's mature. We've talked to his dad about it. We'd love to talk to Trey about it someday. But to me, you've never given Trey anything close to what is there. Because, no, can Trey be Steph Curry? No. Steph Curry is a once-in-a-generational player.
Right.
But there are elements to what you had at Golden State that Trey's never gotten that made Steph Curry who he is.
Yeah.
In my mind.
No, look, I am torn on this when we talk about, you know, the ultimate goal, because it's not Eastern Conference Finals, guys. It's a chip. It's an NBA title. And you know, the thing about Trey, Nick Friedell, who came on, he's an Odyssey NBA insider. He's covered the league for a long time. And, look, we can joke about, you know, you don't know who he is. A lot of these guys have been around the league a long time. They have a lot of contacts. And certainly, you know, they know what they're talking about. I just feel like his example, okay, you can go back and listen to the interview and rewind it on the Odyssey app. I asked him, who's better off now that they've made a deal, right? Orlando went and got Desmond Bane, and we went and got Porzingis. Right. And he said, I'd still go with Orlando. One, because Paolo Banchero is a better player. He's not as many years in the league as Trey, guys. But when you talk about his ability to change the game and all the things he can do, it's hard for me to sit here and disagree, even though I love Trey and what he brings. You saw it in the playoffs. If you didn't watch, Orlando's coming. I've been saying this. You know why Detroit's coming? Because Cade Cunningham is 6'9 and can do all the things. There is a fundamental difference when you start talking about these guys and why their teams are being elevated and why we're still kind of here and going, well, what's going on? Well, he doesn't have this. He doesn't have that. Either way, Mike, I'm torn because I do think Trey is a very good player. Here's where I'm torn. Is he an A or a B? If you had another legit, and I'm not talking about Porzingis, another legitimate star where Trey didn't have to do all the things, would this look different and feel different?
Right. But you brought DeJounte Murray in before, guys, give me that on the text line. That was a stupidly poorly executed and a bad fit from the jump. And part of that was Trey never acquiesced. Trey may have said to Nate McMillan, hey, I'll work without the ball. That sounds good. And he never wanted to do it. He's a ball. You said it when it went down. Two ball dominant guards cannot coexist. Had you gotten a true pick and roll piece, other elements for him, that's what we needed. They saw him get double teamed against Miami in that playoff, and they overreacted with DeJounte Murray. Schlenk would never sign off on it. The other thing, you brought this up last year, the size. Trey can't defend. Now, I know Jalen Brunson's not a great defender, but he defends more than Trey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he's
this
thicker.
He's
a thicker version.
He's a thicker body.
Yeah.
And so the other thing with it, and you mentioned, you know, you talked about Boncaro. Boncaro's got Wagner. Now they got Bane. We don't have two guys
shooters.
Right now.
Shooters.
Yes, and that's the thing. Boncaro can pop out. I know Orlando shoots less threes, but he's capable of it. You've seen it. We don't have that guy. Now we have a guy in Porzingis, but a lot of folks look back to it. Outside Atlanta, look at what Nick Friedell said, and I will say, as we said to Nick, some of you guys are too close to it. But I do also agree Trey has never, ever had the kind of support from this ownership group that he truly deserves. And when they did, they completely misfired with Murray.
Yeah, and that's why I'm torn. That's why it's not black or white for me when we talk about this, and it is easy for me to sit here and say, right. Oh, well, Dukes, you want to trade him? Nah. I do have to look at everything on the table. If somebody's going to come and give us an incredible package and we're going to get another star in return, I got to look at that. But that doesn't mean that I make the deal. And this is where I think Anse Saleh is, Mike. When you start looking in the face 2 years down the road and you're saying we're about to drop all this coin, where is our lot in life? Where are we when it comes to our team in the Eastern Conference? You better know you're a contender if you're going to invest that kind of money.
But this goes back to it. I mean, for instance, 2021. Right, some guys to this day outside Atlanta go, well, the year after COVID, not everybody. Well, I don't want to hear about that.
I don't either.
That's bull. LeBron got a ring for the games that nobody watched inside the bubble. So a championship's a championship. Okay, there's the Dodgers got a ring. I mean, like, you get a ring for that 2020, right? Last time I checked, right? And we could have had one with the Braves. So point I'm getting to is, after you got to that height, we were fifth overall that year, fifth place. We go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Put money into the team. Okay, if you want to strip some pieces, okay, package Gallinari and get an upgrade, you know, and they never did that. And then we just summarily went backwards. So that's the beef I have with this ownership group is you've never built on the success. Because Trey sure enough looked like one of the top five players on the freaking planet, beating the Knicks and beating the Sixers and going into Milwaukee and putting, 40 on those guys.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, and look, this is – part of our issue and why Trey has not had the success over the last few years, and this is just basketball. They're running people at him, and they're taking the ball out of his hands, and they're forcing other people to score. And I want you to go look at these Hawks teams over the last couple of years. He's playing with Mike, I did a game in Indiana. There were five G League players on the floor.
Right.
Five.
Right.
Guys that would not see time in a normal circumstance or situation. I don't care who you are. Trey's not winning with that. So when we talk about why he hasn't excelled and you want to criticize him, I would tell you hold on because a lot of these teams, and it's just smart basketball, guess what? He ain't beating us. We're going to run two guys at him. Trey's going to pass the ball and make the right play, and you got to make shots. You got to have playmakers. This is why Jalen was so important on the floor last year when we saw him because he could do that, and Jalen would go to the basket and dunk on somebody. He'd be like, oh, he could do those things. You saw guys last year that you were like, okay, Richache, he's got that ability. He's going to come into his own. But he hasn't had that over the last few years. And so at just if I'm playing the Hawks on any given night, Mike, I'm like, he's not beating us. Right. He's still going to get his 20, but he's not going to beat us.
Who else is going to step up?
That's
and then
right.
Also part of that last couple of years, the consistency of John Collins. He could never hit the perimeter jump shot consistently. You know, as far as trying to stretch the court, get what you want. Think about DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter would go 8 minutes without scoring a basket. You know, I mean, the turnovers, that was, I mean, and he was supposed to, that's a top five pick.
You're right.
You know, and that was on Schlenk. You know, it's not, I can't blame all this on Landry Fields and subsequent, you know, ownership changes as far as the general manager's office, but a lot of the audience also feels this way. From Mark, following us on Twitter, Carl, love Trey and appreciate what he's done here, but there's no way in hell that our owner extends him for over $300 million.
Well, that's a
zero chance.
Well, I agree. I don't think it happens either. But if you're telling me you are committed and you're building around him and these next few years, this offseason and next year, guys, we may have more money than anybody in the NBA to spend. I know you guys don't want to hear that. I'm just telling you right now. All these cost-cutting
moves. But it's like the Falcons or the playoffs. How many more years could I go without doing anything?
That's right. And so you're going to say, hey, what does that mean? Are you now going after the top-tier free agent available? We'll wait to see. Lots of interesting thoughts from you guys about that conversation with our buddy Nick Friedell. Hey, right now, though, we got to talk some dogs. As Kirby likes to say, go dogs. They do it again, and they continue to sign Georgia boys. Today, Mike, they get a four-star running back out of Colquitt County, and he's a good one. One of the top backs in the country.
Jay Lamar from down Rakoff's country, Colquitt County. Yeah, man, he's four-star, and a year ago he wasn't really – yeah, I guess he hit his growth spurt. Either way, this dude is considered a stud. So, Georgia, I mean, we talked about taking it for granted. You're going to be tailback you. But to get another guy in the pipeline, Jay Lamar from Colquitt County, he's coming. Yesterday we got the news, and this guy, he's only a three-star, but the size is what really impresses you. Corey Howard is a 6'5.5", 265 defensive end from Valdosta, and you beat out the Gators. So Billy Napier and his guys are coming after him, and he decides to go to Athens with Kirby.
And look, I've always said you got to win in state. You can go just recruit the state of Georgia and be great. You don't have to go out of the state. We know Georgia does because there are great players all over the country. And now the way that college football is, it's not regional anymore. We know that. You get kids out of California, Texas, wherever. But he is winning the state, Mike, when you talk about these high schools, the best players in those high schools, and being able to pull those kids out. It's one of the reasons why the program is going to continue to thrive. And when you do that, guess what? The interest in the state remains because right. You got moms and dads and uncles and grandpas and grandmas who care because my son or my nephew's there.
Right.
That stuff still plays. That's old school football, but that stuff still matters. And it doesn't matter if you're playing across the country or not. So Kirby's continuing to do a great job of that.
Hottest seat in the country in a big conference right now. This comes from Saturday Down South. They say, unfortunately, it's Mark Stoops. But they think he can save his job.
Really?
Yeah. Now, again, for those who don't know, I don't want to put your business on the street, but, you know, your daughter goes to Kentucky.
So yes, she does.
Familiar with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, he's been able to stick with – he's one of the longest tenured coaches, just one of 19 coaches in SEC football history to stick with one program for 12 years plus.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, it's the returns are going south after winning 10 games in Kentucky is like winning a national championship.
Well, here's the thing, too. He's trying to live by the portal, and that's the other part of this. They're getting a lot of transfer kids, a lot of NIL kids. Not NIL, should I say, but the portal kids. And it's not working. I thought Stoops should have gave it up 2 years ago, and then we talked about this. He got offered the A&M job and turned it down. Mistake. Because there's a time to come and there's a time to go. I think his time is gone. If they don't start out great, and there's a chance they might not, it wouldn't surprise me if they fire him. Mark Pope comes in, does a terrific job after all the kids that were with Coach Cal leave and go to Arkansas.
Right.
And he knew that was going to happen. And Kentucky basketball was still relevant this year. They're going to be even better next year. There's no reason Mark Stoops should be in purgatory like he is. It's just terrible.
The buyout, by the way, it's a big buyout. $37.5 million if they fire him after the 2025 season. Vegas has the over-under at 5 wins, by the way, for Kentucky. So, yeah, that's a big – look, I know that Mel Tucker, they said forget it, cut bait up there. Michigan State, there was also off-the-field stuff,
yeah,
the sexual harassment thing. But then you had, obviously, the Jimbo Fisher. But can Kentucky alum pass the hat and buy him out after this year?
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me? Yes. No. Look, they will. They will. When for all that Cal had done, they were ready to move on from Cal.
It just
– this is –
you got Sikatana not going anywhere in March Madness.
No,
Kentucky.
It won't be a problem. And I think it probably will happen. I hope it doesn't, but I just feel like that's not going anywhere.
Brett Bielema says Georgia tampered with running back Josh McCray.
Did they?
I don't know. Is this just sour grapes from a guy or a guy like – look, Bielema is a lot of hot air there. He's a good coach. A lot of hot air. Is that just simply him trying to save face with those Illinois alumni to say, hey, man, we had this kid. I don't know. Georgia did something. During an appearance on the Triple Option podcast, Bielema implied that UGA tampered with McCray in order to get him in the portal. Mark Ingram, one of the co-hosts on the podcast, along with Rob Stone and Urban Meyer, asked Bielema to talk about his running back room, and that's he got into the subject. He says, we did lose a guy to Georgia. Somehow he found his way into the portal. And 12 hours after being in the portal, he was on a flight to Georgia. I don't know how that happened, but it's crazy. Well, I said to Carl off the air, we were looking at this story earlier, if you're in the portal, oh, you're supposed to sit in the portal for 72 hours?
How long?
No, you're in the portal and somebody sees it. Everyone's got a every program has got someone watching the portal. And if you were working somebody in a contact, that's fair game, man. Georgia, you know, whether you lose out on a recruit to Miami, you know, over NIL or the portal, I think it's turnabout's fair play. Like Bielma's not trying to poach somebody from someplace else.
Yeah, I think everybody poaches. I'm not saying specific coaches, but I just think it's the nature of what goes on.
He gives no specifics, by the way, well, other than somehow Georgia got their hands on it.
So here's what I would tell you guys. When a kid is apparently disgruntled and about to go into the portal, all the coaches who recruited him know, even though he didn't commit to them. So I'm at Auburn. I don't like what's going on with Hugh Freeze. I'm about to go into the portal. There's eight coaches who already know who were recruiting me previously, who've been in contact, who already know I'm about to go into the portal. That's how this whole re-recruitment thing happens, Mike, but it's no secret.
Right.
Once the kid makes it official,
right,
he's already got eight or nine guys already had been talking to him.
I just think this is Bielma trying to save some face. You know, I don't know. These SEC guys went and got him.
Yeah.
I don't know, Georgia. I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, dogs are plus 600 to go unbeaten. Bet MGM. Poof.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Unbeaten plus 600.
Take a piece of that action.
Dogs plus 650 to win the national title.
Okay.
Notre Dame has the best odds at plus 400 to go 12-0, according to BetMGM. Interesting. We're coming back. Mike, we got an early edition of Guy Talk, and then we're going to talk to the general manager of our Atlanta Hawks. What's coming up?
Hey, man, a guy who's one of the most talented young players in baseball is also a lollygagger, and his lollygagging just got him benched. Also coming up, could you win a 400-meter hurdle with your balls hanging out? We'll find out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.